Hello, Bob and Carolyn and Ginny and Greg. So I decided to make an audio recording just so that I could share some ideas with you that I've had or some feedback about the keys that the key series that we're busy going through on Payday. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to say was that my session of doing the keys with iron was inspired by the session that you had done in the Revelation series. And it was my full intent to move along with that line of information that had come up when you had spoken to iron the first time, Bob and Carolyn. I had written down clearly on in my piece of paper that I was looking for intent connectors so that I could apply the keys to my life. However, I was expecting to be building on and working with the intentions and the information already given to you by Iron in the Revelation series. It became clear to me immediately when I started speaking to Ion. You'll hear from when I say, during my questioning of Ion, right at the beginning of the first key, I refer to the statement that Ion had given during the Revelations conversation with you guys that the first key was to tell the angels to show themselves. And so I said to Ion something like, "Well, how does this relate to angels show yourselves?" And at that moment, Bob interrupted and started speaking about where are we, what are we talking about, which was perfect because it made me realize in that moment that I was trying to tie my questioning or trying to tie the answering, not the questioning, but the answering, back to what had already been spoken about in Revelations, and that was not going to be useful in talking to Iron now. So I immediately, at that point, dropped that expectation that anything Iron would say during my journey with him through the keys would have anything to do, whatever, with what Iron had already said to you guys in Revelations. What actually came up in my session with Iron, which may not be clear to other people, because Iron is so good at making personal things generally applicable for everybody, is that what Iron gave me in the 18 keys actually was very much connected to what I require in my ascension, having my reign in this environment, in these circumstances of my particular life, based on the curiosities I have about ascension and etc., etc. So I became very aware that the keys were very, being personally, although generally applicable, Iron was bouncing off what I required now in this journey, in this context, not what was going on at the time of Revelations. So at the time of the Revelation series, when you were talking to Ian about the different keys, the focus of that was on the English translation, primarily on reading that, interpreting that. And there was some speak of current events in the interpretations, but very little. I remember Obama was mentioned somewhere, something like that, but very little. So not much current events were taken as a point of focus. When we're talking about it to Iron today, things are very different because the angels and our relationship with them have become a very real current event in how we engage with that. The angels and their relationship with the tech body, Iron and their relationship with the tech body, and all of this and our relationship with the angels makes the keys now related to current events. So iron is definitely going to speak to us about the keys through current events, which are calling on us to now use the keys ourselves to navigate current events. This wasn't really the case when you were talking to iron initially during the first run through of the keys. And also, when you were discussing it with iron, you were discussing it as an immediate extension of the 22 chapters of Revelations that you and Carolyn had just gone through and Ed had started. So those factors really determined
what iron was going to say about
those 18 keys. What's clear to me is that when I spoke to iron about the 18 keys, that's not the place iron was speaking to me from. Iron was speaking to me from here now, the return of iron, what's happening with the angel world, come into your power, the urgencies, Bob Rule, the rise of the tech body, etc., etc., etc. But also very much personalized to what I required. And I'm astounded at how widely applicable to everybody it is without people realizing that each key was given to me for Michael Brown. So why I bring that up is because now we're going through this key series again, and I see there's an attempt to try and compare what happened with Bob and Carolyn, with you two and Ion in the keys, and with Jenny's involvement in the Revelation series, etc., etc., with what happened with me with Ion in the keys, and what I got. And actually, in many of the keys, there appears no relationship at all between the two. There are touching points, but I've charted the keys for myself. And I can see in my individual keys that there are subject matters that are really far apart. In some of the keys, there's a no apparent connection between what you received from Ion when you went through them during the Revelations and what I received when I went through the 18 keys. So these keys are multidimensional, they're context related, etc., etc. And the revelation of the keys really does seem to have a lot to do with the asker as to where Ion is going to move. And also, Ion is on a radio show with us, so making it applicable to everybody because we require these keys, we need to be able to apply them, etc., etc. But at the same time, so for me, Bob, I've been hearing you go, we're doing this for the third time. You know, we did Revelations, now Michael Brown, now Jenny, Carolyn, and Greg. And I do understand if one compares the different sessions, then there's going to be a wondering of what's going on here. Ion is going to reflect the asker, whether it's Jenny, Greg, or Carolyn, and the context that we're in now, and how we're, because we're applying these keys and we have the tech body to deal with, etc., etc. We're not going to know yet what we're really going to get out of these keys. There's obviously more, something more to come of it. So I'm enjoying it, and I would discourage any comparison of Revelations, myself, or what you guys are doing with it at the moment. But it sure is generating some extraordinary insights and creating a platform for Ion to really speak to us about what is happening now. So, I'm really enjoying it. And I just wanted to give my feedback on it in this format. All right. Bye-bye, y'all. There's something else I want to say about these keys. When I went through the keys with Ion, one of the things Ion tried to pull my attention to, and which I'm becoming more aware of, is that the keys are kind of alive. So if you're going through a clearing key, it's going to show you how it clears. And if you're going through a key that takes you somewhere, while we're discussing it with Ayan, that key is going to take us somewhere, because it's a take you somewhere key. And so if, like, when we were going through key one was a real engagement with Bert in relation to Bert entering fully his power at this time and this context and everything. So what I've been noticing is that we're also, as you, Ginny, Carolyn and Greg are going, taking us through the keys, we, in my experience, I can't say we, but I am also again going through these keys with you in my world. They seem to be matching up to where I am as we're hitting them. We seem to be this journey through the keys of asking questions about them at whatever pace you end up going through is taking us through a very visceral, tactile, experiential engagement with the keys for those that are applying them and are using them to reign. When we're asking Ayan the questions about it, Ayan is going to use that opportunity to show us something. And in this last one we did, key five, which for me is pretty much a going somewhere key and stuff like that, we went to the moon, we went to a private session, we went to all over the place within that key. And all the things that were discussed in those different places bear relationship to the key. That's how profound these keys are. It's not going to be Ayan, here's my question and here's the simple answer. I was really lucky to get that with Ayan. Question, simple answer. But when I came in to ask Ayan, my intent behind everything of that session was that I get 18 intent connectors for my daily or my life, my application. I wanted my answers to be so simple and clear that I was prepared to settle for, you know, one sentence per key or even a three-word expression per key. Less was going to be more for me. And so out of my session, there was an immense amount that Ayan came up with, but Ayan still kept to the, this is what Michael wants, a very clear, precise defining of the key for personal application. So maybe having some insight into why my session came out the way it did, why it isn't necessarily the same as what happened in Revelations, why whatever you're going to do with Ayan and the keys is not necessarily going to bear relationship to either of those. That's all part of the journey of you guys going through the keys again and of getting us to the point where we can talk about the heirs and have some idea about what's going on there. But I think we're going to have to do the keys and get them done before that is going to come our way. So the last thing I wanted to say was it's quite an intense exploration going through these keys live on radio. So it's an amazing thing that you are managing to oversee there, Bob. No small feat, and you know when to duck and dive and how to do it. And fantastic. Thanks for letting us go take this ride. I'm really looking forward to seeing all the wonderful insights that are going to come out of it. Okay, enough talking. Bye, everybody.